When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
How are you? Happy Thursday.
Or whatever day you're listening to this, doesn't really matter. I'm sure this time of year, a lot of folks are on vacation, might be downloading a few podcasts on a new device to make the trip home after going to over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house for the first time in a couple of years. So today, diving into arriving at exactly what you want and then having that question, now what? Ever happened to you? That's why we say the destination doesn't really matter. It's all about the journey. If you focus on the destination, it will happen a lot. If you focus on the journey, it doesn't. We'll get into that. It is a daily boost from motivationmove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. That's what we do. We show up and give a positive boost. Keep it really practical. 1, 2, 3, some Scott logic. If you do this, it'll work. Not everything. I don't know where you are in your life. You're going to be different than I am. You're younger, some are older, some are in between. Different mindset, you have different careers, everything is different. I'm an entrepreneurial guy, pretty much have done that my entire life, have always had a big bucket list, have always said and demanded that I will get out of bed and decide what I want to do, and also demanded that I want to make a great living and help a lot of other people along the way. That's it. I just put that standard up. I said, I'm going to go really do well, but I'm going to do what I want to do. So if that's you, come on, let's go and play for the ride here. We got a new year coming. Let's get excited. Let's get pumped up. Why not? Have you noticed if you've been living on this planet for a long time, have you noticed something? Have you noticed that things just repeat themselves? There's just a way things happening, like it or hate it. It doesn't really matter. It just is what it is. And so when you look at that and you know what you want, you know your values and you're willing to put the energy into it, you can get whatever you want as long as you get to that spot. Welcome to my world. That's it. Straight talking right here today. I'm glad to have you. Thanks for stopping by. So you have now arrived. Bing, bing. Your station is arriving. Now what? I can't tell you how many times I've heard somebody say this. If I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. Yeah, you too? There's another version of it, by the way. If I knew I was going to live this long, I would have saved more money. And the advanced version, the one that really happens to a lot of people. If I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself and saved more money. True as they say, huh? So perspective is something that comes to my mind a lot this time of year. Kind of starts somewhere around November, more spiritual time of the year. My first wife passed away in early December, 15 years ago now. It's hard to believe. But even though it's been so long, it's hard for me not to go a little bit more spiritual and have a little bit more perspective on the real world this time of year. And then I snap out of it in January a little bit. Not a whole lot, but a little bit out of it. Modern times are interesting times that we live in, no doubt. But when it comes to living a long life, people, most folk, I don't know if you're this way or not, but most people think it's way too long. Oh, life is too long. Oh, it's crazy. Are you that person? I'm guessing maybe not. Because most other people say life is way too short. If you were to ask me about life, I would say, is long enough. If you do it well, it's long enough. And I think if you know anybody who's lived a really long, good life, they're 80, they're 90. My mom's 90 now. She's going for 105. Mom, wait a second. We have an inheritance coming here. No, I didn't say that to her. Didn't really. Well, I thought it, I guess. I was having fun with it. But most people living a very, very long life will realize that it's long enough. But 200 years ago, you do understand this. I know it's hard in this internet age that we're in right now and Netflix and everything else. I know it's hard with all the Zoomies running around with no perspective outside of an iPad and an iPhone. I get it. 200 years ago, though, most people didn't have the luxury of thinking about the things that we think about today, do they? Did they? We don't really know because we just see it in movies, but, you know, if you study it, they didn't have the luxury. They couldn't. If you had lived during those times, say 200 years ago, you would have lived at a slower and harder pace. I know your life is hard now, man, and I'm bored, man. Oh my, not like 200 years ago. And since time is relative, your perspective would have been slower as well 200 years ago. Everything was slower. It'd be like a two-week off-the-grid vacation in a mountain cabin without your phone in modern times, if you really think about it. That's what day-to-day life used to be like. We go way out of our way to get times like that, don't we? But it's okay for 2 weeks. Not forever, but it used to be forever. Perspective is everything. Yes, time-wise, living to the ripe old age way back then, if you were 40, that probably felt like living to 100 today. If something didn't take you out sooner, right? In California, you know, it used to be, it was a beautiful place. Now, these days, it's a little crazy out there. We used to be low-priced real estate, open land, gold in them there hills. Everybody died much younger than they did today. And usually from an exotic disease. You know, it wasn't some virus, so I'm sure that did some of that, but usually it was a toothache or something like that. Something simple. Oop, hit my thumb with a hammer. What happened? Oh, well, we lost him. Happens, right? If you lived a couple centuries ago, life was simple. I had simple goals. So number one goal, survive childhood. Not easy to do a couple hundred years ago. Probably need to buy a horse, too. Had to get married for sure. Buy another horse, maybe. Build your first house. It was probably on your 40-year-old grandma. Yeah, they were old. Grandma was old back then. 40 years old, but you build a house on their property, right? You get kid through fifth grade. You want to get them graduated so they can help you plow the field. That's kind of your goal. And if you were a planter, you'd plant a tree on a hill. And you'd probably do it as soon as you possibly can. You know, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. Next best time, today. But you would have planted a tree as early as you possibly could have thought about it. So it could grow really, really big. And then your kids would have a place to put you when the toothache took you out. That's kind of how life was such a long time ago. So as we go into, you know, the new year, as we look at what we've been through here in the past couple of years and so much bad stuff and people have been through so much. And yet the world keeps turning. It does. And perspective keeps changing. But at the end of the day, no matter how much it spins, no matter how much you Google, no matter how much there is on TV, no matter how much traffic is out there, no matter how much you get frustrated, no matter how much. Perspective will tell you it's so much better and so much different, and you have so much choice today. And that's really what I want to talk about now. I want to make sure that you know that you understand all the choice you have, all the opportunities you have. And I know right now you're thinking, Scott, I got all the opportunity in the world. I don't know what to do. Maybe you're thinking that, or I don't have any opportunity. I can't figure out how to break out. I'm stuck. Can't figure it out. It's not going my way. I get you might feel that way, but you know, if you're even thinking that way, you believe it can go your way. You believe you can get unstuck. You believe anything is possible. It's not because I said it or somebody else said it. You just know it. You're human. You're meant to grow and expand and become who you want to be. Is it easy? No. Got to pull away from other people. Got to pull away from yourself sometimes. Got to take what you've known your entire life and rewire yourself. Take those neuro associations and break them and rewire and become somebody new. Set some new habits. Set some new goals. Do some things that maybe you thought about doing and you haven't got yourself to do. Decide it's time. The question would be, is it time? Doesn't have to be. It's completely up to you. There's a good chance you're not going to do it anyway. I used to tell, usually when people call me and they want to work with me, my answer used to be, well, you can do it yourself. But now I've kind of changed that. I'll say, well, I can help, but you need to do it yourself. And I have to wait for you to make that decision. When you make that decision to do it yourself, to change your perspective, Everything changes. Easy to make fun of the old days, but one thing rings true for sure. If you lived in the past, wondering what to do next in your life would probably not be an option. It is today. It's huge. You have that option. The question is, what are you going to do with it? Is it time? Is it time? Yeah, it is. I'll see you tomorrow.